This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The Daily 5-Question Trivia Game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Oh, are you smarter than Katie?
Okay. Change it up a little bit.
A little bit.
Is it Hibba?
Yeah.
Hibba, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. You're a student at Mira Loma, is that correct?
Yep.
What grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
Okay. What makes you think you're qualified to beat Katie? I mean, you are, but I want to know what you think.
I kind of want to try, you know. It's
sure.
Always, like, fun, you know, to try stuff.
Sure. Rain's motto for 2019, Hibba, is just go for it.
Yep. Just go for it. All right, Hibba, so very unique situation here today. Katie has lost 2 games in a row.
Yeah.
Which is very typical. So I don't think she's ever lost 3.
Maybe once.
Maybe once. Today you're playing for $20. You just have to get more questions right than Katie and you'll win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, Katie is out of the room. She cannot hear these questions. Question number 1. Happy birthday yesterday to Pitbull. He is now 38. He also goes by the nicknames Mr. Worldwide and Mr. What?
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Nothing?
Nothing. All right, question 2. Singing legend Celine Dion is removing a song she did with R. Kelly from streaming services. I'm Your Angel was recorded in 1998 for a holiday album and spent 6 weeks at number 1. Which country is Celine Dion from?
All right, 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
All right,
moving on.
Question 3. Hugh Grant tweeted on Sunday that someone broke into his car stealing a script with his handwritten notes and his children's medical cards. Ooh. Which actress was he with from 1987 to 2000?
Can you repeat the question?
Hugh Grant tweeted on Sunday that someone broke into his car stealing a script with his handwritten notes and his children's medical cards. Which actress was he with from 1987 to 2000?
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Gosh.
Oh, Hibba.
All right. Question 4. On this day in 1967, the very first Super Bowl was played. Last year, the New England Patriots lost to the Eagles, and it was hosted in a cold weather location, which is very rare. Where was last year's Super Bowl held?
Oh,
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, it was, Minneapolis.
Not too late.
Time ran out.
Sorry. All right. Question 5. Most Americans try to make time to read every day, says a new study. Subtitles on Netflix don't count. If you tallied up reading times for books, ebooks, newspapers, and websites, most people average about 2 hours a day. If you're reading a book with 450 pages, what page would be the halfway point?
Three seconds.
225.
What were you doing?
Out
what
there?
Were you doing?
I was squatting
on
the ground.
Were you on a webinar? Were you on a conference call?
I was squatting on the ground out there,
yeah.
And my legs are super sore from Orange Theory, so it just took me a second to get out.
You hear that, everybody? She doesn't skip leg day.
Right. Hibba is on from Sacramento.
Hi, Hibba from Sacramento.
She's a freshman in high school.
Oh, okay. What high school?
Mira Oloma.
Oh, one of my high school's rivals.
Mm.
Well, then you're going down, bitch. Just kidding. Don't talk like that to kids.
Wow.
Jeez.
Please don't talk like that to kids.
All right. That's going to be on the news tonight.
Please at her, Katie, wake up call for that. Okay?
Grown Hiba, woman,
I
Katie, wake up call.
I apologize, but I see you as my equal.
Now you do.
Right.
You didn't 10 seconds ago. All right. Katie, you're going for your 165th win today.
Okay.
And as always, behind the scenes, we're doing Are You Smarter Than Katie live right now on our Instagram Live. Throw us a follow, if you don't mind, at end1065. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Happy birthday yesterday to Pitbull. Mm-hmm. He is now 38. He also goes by the nicknames Mr. Worldwide and Mr. What?
305.
Correct.
He is 38?
Do you think he was older or younger?
Way older.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
He doesn't look good for his age.
Well, to be fair, he's holding up the entire world, and he's a pit bull.
No, worldwide doesn't mean that he's Atlas. Worldwide just means he is a well-traveled man.
Oh, I disagree.
Question two. Singing legend Celine Dion is removing a song she did with R. Kelly from streaming services. I'm Your Angel was recorded in 1998 for a holiday album and spent 6 weeks at number one. Which country is Celine Dion from?
Canada.
Correct.
Oh, no, no, R. Kelly.
Do you think she said that?
Yes. Oh, no, no.
When was that song number one?
1998.
How does it go?
I'm not going to sing it. Actually, I have it on my iPod. But don't tell anybody.
Oh, no, no, Rain, you must leave.
Don't tell anybody. Question three. Hugh Grant tweeted on Sunday that someone broke into his car, stealing a script with handwritten notes on it and his children's medical cards. Which actress was he with from 1987 to 2000?
3 seconds.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Correct.
God, they were together from in the 80s?
I guess so.
Question four. On this date in 1967, the very first Super Bowl was played. Last year, the New England Patriots lost to the Eagles, and it was hosted in a cold weather location, which is very rare. Where was last year's Super Bowl held?
3 seconds.
New York.
Minneapolis. Don't you know?
Oh, I do know.
Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Jeez, Burr.
All right, question five. Most Americans try to make time to read every day, says a new study. Subtitles on Netflix don't count.
Oh.
If you tallied up reading times for books, ebooks, newspapers, and websites, most people average about 2 hours a day. If you're reading a book with 450 pages, what page would be the halfway point?
225.
Whoa! Wow. Someone knows how to divide.
Well, I could do half of something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, today's final score, Hiba 1, Katie 4.
Thank goodness.
By the way, Hiba, I just want to tell you something. There's a text message that came in. Lots of text messages came in,
Gavin,
about your performance. But
Gavin,
this one was my favorite. When you try to cheat and Gavin's all over that, hashtag he's always watching.
Did she cheat?
I heard her typing.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Hiba, it's fine.
Her silence speaks volumes. Anyway, all right, so we'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for $40. Her record stands at 165 wins and 32 losses. Hiba, I am so sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.